Good evening.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 6:38 p.m.
Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:39 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Durham and southern Orange counties until 7:30 p.m. At 6:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Hillsborough, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. This storm has a history of downing small trees. Locations impacted include Durham and Gorman. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed, and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Spotter reports should include the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny-sized, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. The National Weather Service has also issued a flood advisory for Orange and Person counties, and reads as follows. The urban and small stream flood advisory for minor flooding remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Person, Northern Orange, and Alamance counties. At 6:38 p.m., Doppler radar continued to indicate heavy rain was falling and will result in minor flooding. Doppler radar estimated that numerous areas received 1 to nearly 2 inches of rain, with isolated locations picking up nearly 4 inches of rain between 5:45 and 6:40 p.m. Thunderstorms were moving east around 15 miles per hour. Locations threatened with minor flooding include Burlington, Elon College, Graham, Hillsborough, Mebane, and Roxborough. Excessive runoff from this storm will cause minor flooding of creeks and streams, highways, streets, and underpasses. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the roadway. Roads and intersections in the area will flood, threatening motorists. When encountering flooded roads, turn around. Don't drown. Small creeks and streams will rise rapidly, possibly washing out roads and flooding nearby areas. Those living in flood-prone areas or near flooding creeks and streams should move to higher ground immediately. The National Weather Service has also issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Chatham County until 7:30 p.m. At 6:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 9 miles west of Pittsburgh or 9 miles east of Siler City, moving east at 5 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Heavy rains will cause brief minor flooding of low areas and roadways. Locations impacted include Pittsburgh. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning at this point this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. All stations are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We're operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. We don't anticipate problems, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the KYTL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz that's located in Broadway. Secondary backup will be the 147.135 repeater tone of 82.5 hertz in Chapel Hill. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:45 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Durham, Granville County, and eastern Person County until 7:30 p.m. At 6:42 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Carr Lake to Bahama, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Bahama, Carr Lake, Berea, Stovall, Stem, Oxford, and Creedmoor. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia, I have a report I'd like to relay to you, if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Okay, time of this report was 6:10 p.m. Source was a trained Skywarn spotter. Location of the report was near the intersection of Route 211 and Hoffman Road. I spell H-O-F-F-M-A-N Road. And I'm double checking on the map here. I believe this was in Moore County. Yes, this was in Moore County. And the spotter at that location reported 2 minutes of pea-sized hail. Again, 2 minutes of pea-sized hail ending at 6:10 p.m. There's no other severe weather he observed at that location.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. I appreciate your report. NC4VA.
And thank you. K4BGM clear.
This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:50 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Central Chatham County. At 6:47 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located 8 miles west of Pittsboro, moving east at 5 miles per hour. Boaters on Jordan Lake should make for shore immediately. Gusty winds of 55 miles per hour are expected before 7:15 p.m. Locations in the path of the storm include Farington and Bynum. When it is safe to do so, please pass your report of penny or larger sized hail or that of any wind damage, including downed trees or large limbs, through Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. K4BGM, NC4VA.
C4VA, K4BGM, go ahead.
Hey. The spotter that you were in contact with, any flooding in the area of Moore County, the National Weather Service is inquiring. They say the radar shows 3 to 4 inches of rain. Any reports of flooding, your contact net?
At the time that he made the report in the area he was in, he said he did not see any significant flooding. Nothing that was worth passing on to me. I asked if he had any other conditions there. I am out of contact with him right now, but at the time of that report, there was no significant flooding.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. NC4VA.
K4BGM clear.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Central Chatham County. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Northern Durham, Granville County, and Eastern Person until 7:30 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Central Durham and Southern Orange until 7:30 p.m. Also, the National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement at 6:59 p.m. for Wake County. It says strong thunderstorms will move across Wake County through 8 p.m. At 6:59 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Butner to Durham and Jordan Lake, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Carpenter, Morrisville, RDU International Airport, New Hill, Cary, and Purnell. Hazards include pea-sized hail, gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, and an excessive amount of deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors and stay away from the windows. Many lightning strikes will occur well ahead of the heavy rain and gusty winds. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. We're in standby mode, meaning the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. This is a non-directed net. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:07 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Person County is canceled. So much prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Granville and Northern Durham counties. At 7:02 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Stovall to Butner and Bahama, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour and an excessive amount of deadly lightning. Locations in the path of this storm include Butner, Stem, Oxford, and Creedmoor. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors now and stay away from the windows. Many lightning strikes will occur well ahead of the heavy rain and gusty winds. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. And when safe to do so, please pass your reports of any or larger size hail as well as any wind damage, including downed trees and large limbs, through Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn remains in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Central Chatham County. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Granville and Northern Durham counties. And And the National Weather Service just issued another severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for central Orange and central Durham counties is canceled. So much prompted that warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, the National Weather Service is very interested in your report. Please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning this is a non-direct net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that this station please pause between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. All spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, KJ4QNX.
KJ4QN. I think it's S, I'm sorry, NC4VA, go ahead.
X is an X-ray, Virginia, this is Colleen. We were just out of the aunt's house out in the pool and weren't aware until a moment ago that there were some storms in the area. Can you give us an update?
Sure, there is a line that is moving through and I get this out of the way. It's moving from roughly Granville County down through Chatham, moving to the east. So it'll be moving through Wake County shortly. At this time, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Person County has been canceled. And there is one in effect until 7:30 p.m. for central Chatham County. If you're in a pool in Wake County, I would go ahead and be getting out. These thunderstorms do have a lot of lightning in them. And a special weather statement has just been issued for Vance County. I'll read that in a minute. NC4VA.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we're all out of the pool and out of that. We're in northern Raleigh, so heads up if you need any reports out of this area, we'll be sure to send them in. KJ4QNX clear.
Okay, thanks a lot. And this is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for northern Durham County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Granville County. At 7:12 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Stovall to Butner, or along a line extending from 11 miles north of Oxford to 7 miles west of Creveport, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Oxford and Creveport. When safe to do so, please call in your reports of any signs or larger hail, as well as any wind damage. That includes trees or large limbs that have been down by the wind. Also, at 7:21 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a special weather statement. It reads as follows. Strong thunderstorms will move across Vance County through 8:15 p.m. At 7:20 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of strong thunderstorms along a line extending from near Stovall to Oxford, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Tungsten, Dabney, Carlake, Bullocksville, Kittrell, and South Henderson. Hazards include pea-sized hail, gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour, and an excessive amount of deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode. This is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic, and we encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn at 7:24 p.m. The National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for central Chatham County is canceled. Storm is prompted that warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Sky Warning with state to do so. NC4VA, standing by for spotter report. Not sure if that station was calling Skywarn or not, but just to let you know, sir, that you're not holding the repeater. I don't know whether you can up your power and make your transmission, but very noisy, unable to pull it out of the noise. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:31 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Granville County expired at 7:30 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observed severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail, the National Weather Service is very interested in your report. We're going to leave the tones up for just a few minutes in case somebody has a report they would like to make of severe weather. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. There are no active thunderstorm warnings at this time. So we're going to conclude Skywarn activity. Should severe weather redevelop, we will activate again. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now return the repeater to normal amateur use and bring down the tones. NC4VA.
Skywarn, clear.
NC4VA, clear.
NC4VA, KM4TC.
KF4FTC, I think it was, and I apologize if I have your call sign wrong. Go ahead.
Yes, Kilo Mike 4 Tango Charlie, Virginia. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate the good work you do. And
yeah.
I got a little girl here. We went through that tornado on, I think it was April 16th, which ripped up our house pretty bad and everything, and she is glued to the Skywarn net when it's on now. We're still working with her, but it scared us all to death, but it was really tough on her. She'll be 8 in August, but she's been worried to death about these storms, and I just wanted to say I appreciate it. KM4TC, it's Kilo Mike 4 Tango Charlie. My name's Van. I live out on Allen's Crossroads Road, out between Four Oaks and Benson.
Well, Van, I'm real sorry to hear about your house that you sustained damage. That was a terrible day, and you know, I hope your little girl will get to the point where she's not quite so frightened with thunder and lightning. I know it's hard, but just keep reiterating safety for her, you know, and that if you have a plan, you can generally come through okay. And the most important thing is you got your family, the house you can repair. But great to hear you, and thanks for the kind words, and hope you have a good weekend ahead, NC4VA.
You do the same, Virginia. Yeah, we did have a plan, and but it was, we saw it coming, and I had Skywarn on, but I could not bring myself. It was the most intense thing I've ever experienced. I mean, we saw 3 funnels coming toward us, and with about a minute to spare, we took cover in a central hallway and got on the floor with a mattress over us and rode it out, but it was quite an experience, and we're rebuilding now. We got... just wanted to tell you that, and the thunderstorm warnings are over now, Sarah. See? Anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you very much. KM4TC.
Okay, you take care, and I hope it's an experience you never have again. Take care. NC4VA clear.